Nursing home operators say once the coronavirus is in a community, it's nearly impossible to keep it out of their facilities. Eric Stock reports as the COVID death toll rises at long-term care facilities across McLean County and the country. Some observers say many nursing homes aren't equipped to handle an infectious outbreak.
In late December, the Sugar Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center in Normal was in the throes of a major coronavirus outbreak. On December 20th, Administrator Crystal Biddle sent a letter to all Sugar Creek families. She informed them a majority of residents and some staff had tested positive for the coronavirus. The letter outlines the severity of the outbreak and what staff is doing to care for residents. That includes frequent COVID testing, close monitoring, and keeping them hydrated. 10 people at the facility died of COVID complications. Biddle says that death toll has taken an emotional toll on staff.
We do often have residents here through end of life, and so that's not new to us to have someone pass away, but to have this many tragic deaths is overwhelming and just very hard to cope with.
Nursing homes everywhere are struggling to limit COVID spread. Terry Edens is administrator of the McLean County Nursing Home in Normal. She says the facility was largely COVID-free until November. The site has since had more than 80 COVID positives reported. Edens told county board members at a committee meeting nothing at the county-run home has changed. Staff still follows health protocols, including wearing PPEs.
They're wearing everything. I mean, you know, I'm not sure other than everybody's out and about. So, I mean, it just takes one, you know, to come in, and then it just, we were as flabbergasted as you are. Trust me.
The state reports the county nursing home has had 11 COVID deaths. Edens disputes that. She says the number is only 6. She says others died from other factors.
The numbers that are coming out, I don't know, you know, every day I see the newspaper and every day I hear the news and every day I come back in here and say, where are they getting their numbers? You know, are we not counting right? Are we not doing this right?
Nursing homes have banned all non-essential visitors for much of the year, but Matt Reel, chief operating officer at Westminster Village in Bloomington, says employees still need to come and go, so the risk of COVID spread is unavoidable.
They can't work from home, and we can't just set up a computer at a desk. People are coming in 365, 24/7, literally 365 as we're getting close to a year now.
Heritage Health of Normal has had more than 100 coronavirus cases and 15 deaths. Both are the highest in the county. Heritage's Senior Vice President of Nursing and Clinical Services, Becky Smith, says more COVID testing isn't the answer. Everyone is already tested twice a week when the county's positivity rate tops 10%. Otherwise, it's once a week. And she says those tests don't catch every case.
It only takes one employee who potentially has no symptoms. And maybe we don't even, they're not even testing positive, they're not exhibiting any symptoms, to potentially spread that to a resident. And it's not because they have done something wrong.
They've done nothing wrong unless they aren't wearing a mask on the job or flouting other health protocols. Smith says such instances are rare, but they have happened. Smith says the Illinois Department of Public Health has issued minor citations against Heritage facilities outside of Bloomington Normal for not following COVID guidelines. She says state health officials have provided proactive oversight by frequently visiting facilities that have had COVID outbreaks. IDPH also fields healthcare complaints from the public, including this one filed by McLean County Coroner Kathy Yoder, based on what she saw at one nursing home.
The staff member was not wearing their mask, and they were sadly twirling it in their fingers. That makes me sad, and that makes me sad for all the other residents there.
The full scope of IDPH's enforcement of health protocols isn't clear. WGLT submitted multiple requests to speak to the agency. It never responded. Some COVID issues end up in court.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
It's Bloomington Rehab Center. I want to go to the hospital and they're not letting me go.
Marlene Cohens-Hill was a resident of Bloomington Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Cohens-Hill called 911 herself several times asking to go to the hospital when the facility was in the midst of one of the area's first COVID outbreaks in May. She had recently tested positive for COVID-19.
I'm a dialysis patient. Somebody help me.
Well, you said that you've got...
Cohens-Hill was taken to the hospital 2 days later. She died the following day. her family is suing.
So there's clearly a systemic problem within this facility that was not being addressed.
Chicago attorney Megan Schur filed the lawsuit against Peoria-based Peterson Healthcare, the company that owns Bloomington Rehab. The lawsuit accuses the facility of gross negligence for not taking steps to protect Cohen's Hill from COVID exposure. The suit also references 9 prior health citations against Bloomington Rehab over the last decade. Schur says the problems linked to Bloomington Rehab can be found at nursing homes across the country. She says too many put profits ahead of patient care.
You don't see outbreaks in hospitals. You see them in nursing homes. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? And the answer is because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not staffing, and they're not using their resources appropriately.
Peterson Healthcare declined to comment on the lawsuit. A spokesperson says the company takes all appropriate safety measures. Nursing home workers do the best they can to keep themselves and the people in their care safe, but they are often understaffed and overwhelmed. That's according to an advocate for long-term care facility residents.
Staffing, I'm sure, has been an issue.
Angie Baker is with the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. She serves as the regional long-term care ombudsman in McLean and 14 other counties. She says many facilities struggle with high employee turnover, and she says low pay is just one factor. She says the pandemic has made the problem worse.
Is it a more visible problem now with COVID? Potentially, but those sentiments have been expressed in many areas for a long time.
Baker says calls to her office haven't been excessive, and most COVID calls were early in the pandemic. Families wanted to see their loved ones, and she helped to facilitate that when possible. But she says generally, people just have questions. Doug Rutter is executive director at Luther Oaks Senior Living Community in Bloomington. He says keeping residents and their families informed is the best way to ease concerns.
The biggest thing that we did right was transparent and frequent communication.
For the first 5 months of the pandemic, Rutter held a daily video conference call for everyone to see. And Crystal Biddle of Sugar Creek Alzheimer's Care Center says transparency provides assurance. That's why she sent that letter giving specifics about how far COVID had penetrated into the facility. She says that at least gives them a fighting chance. I'm Eric Stock.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 76 people have died in McLean County long-term care facilities. That makes up more than 60% of the county's COVID death toll.